I'm Sue Cha, dictating patient's name is Cindy Lou McDonald, N-C-D-O-N-A-L-D, Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y. Date of birth is 3/11/1946. Date of service? Miss McDonald is a very pleasant 76-year-old female with history of hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, previous history of diverticulitis, admitted to the hospital with complaints of left lower quadrant abdominal pain with radiation across the lower abdomen. She developed cramping pain associated with fever and chills. She was presented to the emergency room. She was initially seen by her primary physician, who ordered a CT and noted recurrent diverticulitis, along with leukocytosis, and was sent to the emergency room. Patient was seen in the emergency room, was subsequently admitted to the hospital for further evaluation and treatment. It started on IV antibiotics. GI was consulted. Her lactic acid was elevated. She was given fluid bolus. She was being monitored. She continued to have her symptoms with distal descending and sigmoid diverticulitis. Subsequently requiring TPN, it plans for surgery. Patient at the present time, she was discharged from the hospital, admitted to Willows at Howell for rehabilitation as well as TPN placement. She denies any complaints of chest pain, she denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaint. Past medical history. Past medical history has been significant for atrial fibrillation, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and history of diverticulitis. Past surgical history has been significant for breast surgery. Shoulder surgery, radical hysterectomy, social history, smoking none, alcohol rarely, allergies to Bactrim, Vicodin, codeine, penicillin, and sulfadiazine. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR, review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She does have history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, no history of coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of MI, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain. She does complain of abdominal pain, history of recurrent diverticulitis. no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, denied any history of TIE or CVA, no history of seizures, denied any focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains off and on. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, mild tenderness, left lower abdomen, no rebound tenderness, no guarding, no rigidity, bulk counts were positive, extremities, no edema, pulse bilaterally symmetrical, neurological examination was grossly intact. Impression, number one, recurrent diverticulitis requiring TPN, next, hypothyroidism, next, paroxysmal lateral fibrillation, next, gastroesophageal reflux disease, next, DJD. Next, hypothyroidism. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. Will continue current medications, continue TPN. Dietitian will be following. Will continue current medications. Will monitor her progress. Periodic labs will be obtained. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period.